I'm having a hard time with something, and I know that I shouldn't be, but someone has leaked a video from the Pentagon. They literally recorded a screen on their phone, and then they leaked that, and now Congress thinks that they've found UFOs.
I'm not jumped to the conclusion that I believe that there are aliens coming from another planet, but I'm open to that.
But is there specific evidence or footage or document that you think lends extreme credibility to what we're discussing today?
I would say this new video we're seeing today is exceptional evidence.
First of all, we just need to make a list of the weird things about this video. Let's watch the video real quick. I'm going to do the quick version of it. We're going to be seeing a thing that is traveling over the ocean, and then it gets hit by a missile, a thing flies through it, and then it floats along with these pieces after it. And then we're going to zoom out, and we're going to show it. This is what it looks like zoomed out, where it's not actually focused in on it. And you can see in the zoomed out version, if you look at it hard enough, you can see little dots flashing every once in a while. It's a little bit of a microcosm of the whole situation. So if you ask somebody who knows about UFOs, they'll just tell you what this is. They're going to be pretty sure they know exactly what it is. And when I explain this to you, you're going to know exactly what it is. You're going to look at this video and you're going to be like, oh yeah, that's what it is. Well, maybe not. Look, I don't know who you are. I posted about this on TikTok, and the top comment is, the biggest red flag was them showing it. If the Pentagon saw this as a legitimate threat, they would have classified the wazoo out of it. Well, that's the thing about this. This should be classified. And I'm going to make the case for that as well. This should not have been leaked. The government should not be sharing this, because the United States government, if they're following what they're supposed to do, they should support the United States military, which in this case they are not doing. So I'm going to make a list of things that I have heard people say that are weird about this video. First, this thing is moving fast. Second, the missile didn't explode. Third, this thing bounces off the missile. What bounces in war? Nothing, right? So that's weird. Fourth, the thing breaks into pieces. Some people are saying these are pieces of the missile. Some people are saying they are pieces of the thing. So we could just say that there are pieces and they fly in formation with the thing. Fifth, another weird thing I've heard is that all the pieces are identical. I've also heard a sixth thing. It split the missile. People are saying nothing could split a Hellfire missile. I don't know what this means.
Are you aware of anything in the United States government arsenal that can split a Hellfire missile this?
Did it split the missile, though? Let's say it. It split the missile. So we're going to go through these 6 points. I feel a little like a dick here, because it is so embarrassing to, one, take up Congress's time with this, and two, that this is a news story. And I know that it's a news story because I've seen it on every news outlet. I've seen people talking about it and talking about how weird it is. And it's just not weird. And we can actually be helped out by our sponsor here, Ground News, and we can type out UAP Hellfire. The Hellfire is the kind of missile involved. And I can click on that and find, here's the House hearing shows video of Hellfire strike on orb as veterans detail UAP encounters. This is from 5 days ago, mostly covered by the center, not very covered by the left, very covered by the right. We've got a very high factuality Oregonian. Was it a UFO? Video seems to show a U.S. military strike on a glowing orb. And over here, we've got a low factuality one. Shocking video of U.S. military drone firing a Hellfire missile at UFO, only to watch it bounce harmlessly off over the coast of Yemen. There's a lot of bouncing going on in this story. New released video of House UFO hearing appears to show a U.S. missile striking and bouncing off orb. At least we got appears to show. Ground News is a tool that allows you to see how different people and organizations have reported on the same story and what different information and perspectives they have to offer. You could do this work on your own. It would just be a huge amount of work to do it on your own. They got a ton of features. They got local news, and all of this operates, I am very appreciative of this, on a system that doesn't break the news media ecosystem. If I want to go to any one of these stories and actually read it, if I find a headline that I like and a take that I think is accurate or a source that I know is credible, I can click on it. It turns out that I don't particularly love any of these stories, but maybe if I want to see Federal Reserve cuts key rate by a quarter point and signals 2 more cuts this year, I would like to see that as covered by a bunch of different people, largely from the middle, where I do actually think that they can report on that kind of thing well. So you can give Ground News a try at ground.news/Hank Green, or there's this QR code that's been on the screen the whole time. If you sign up with that link, you're going to get 40% off the Vantage plan. Make sure you use that QR code or the link in the description when you sign up. And now, let's get back to our little video. So, in order to get our brains into a space where we understand what this thing is, kind of just by looking at it, first you have to look at our number one claim here, that this thing is moving extraordinarily fast. One thing you'll notice is at the beginning of the video, this thing is simply moving in a straight line. It just goes in a straight line, and it looks like it's moving quite fast. Now, if the drone was stationary and the object was right above the ocean, then we would be able to tell with our eyes how fast this thing was going on. But that's not what's going on. The actual situation we have here is that this object is about halfway between the ocean and the drone, and that's about 3 miles up. And we can tell this because actually in the video, there's some numbers on the bottom of the screen. And when the laser that is on the drone is guiding to that. It's saying, this is how far away this thing is. It's about 3 miles away from the drone. And then when the object moves and the laser is instead pointing at the ocean, you can see that the rangefinder now says that the ocean is around 6 miles away. What happens in situations like this is the object is moving, but if you're just looking at the object and there's something far away behind you and you're zoomed in on that object, like imagine just like looking through a rifle scope or looking through like a zoom lens, when you move it, things zoom by really fast. And if you're tracking something that isn't as far away as the distance, that's gonna look like the distance is moving really fast while you're tracking that thing. And making this worse, if you're moving in the opposite direction, it will move even faster. So you're adding to the appearance of speed by looking at the thing. Like just do this with your finger and see how fast the background moves, right? It's zooming by. And the more you move your body as you look at your finger, the more the background blurs and is going fast. So you can't really tell how fast an object is just by looking at it. And that's mostly what people are doing here, especially because all of the data is not in here because this wasn't officially released. I knocked over a cup. Why wasn't it released? I don't know, because maybe the military thought that it should be secret that we're using Hellfire missiles to shoot things down in the air, which is not what they're designed for. Like, nobody knew until this video came out that that was a thing that anyone was doing. And the military likes to keep secrets from its adversaries, and they now have one less. And I'm sure they don't love that. So anyway, you can't tell how fast this thing was moving just by looking at it. But when we zoom out, you can see that it looks like it's moving substantially less quickly, and that's because you're not zoomed in on doing the parallax thing where you're tracking it across a background that is far away. So is this thing moving super fast? We can't tell, but probably not. And you can also see that when the missile comes in, it's moving toward the object, but it's also tracking really fast across the ocean. Almost like that speed is an artifact of the drone's speed rather than the object's speed. So, in my opinion, it's pretty clear this thing isn't actually moving that fast. Right, thing number two, the missile didn't explode. So now we have to talk very briefly about how a Hellfire missile works, which is that it's designed to shoot things on the ground. Things that are designed to shoot things out of the air oftentimes explode because of proximity, like they have a proximity sensor, or they have like a laser guidance sensor where they will actually go off when they have reached the place that the laser says you have reached the place. That's not how a Hellfire works. A Hellfire missile has a crush sensor. That's how it goes off. When the nose gets crushed, that's when it explodes. And if this thing is, for example, something soft, something not particularly hard, something flimsy, that crushed sensor is simply not going to go off. And so it is not surprising that the Hellfire did not explode. It clearly did not explode. Now, there's also this other thing here that it split the missile, but I don't see what this is. So the idea being pieces of the Hellfire like went off and joined the object, there's no way to tell that. It's either pieces of the object or it's pieces of the missile. And the missile continues to go by at a normal speed, so it seems like the missile is completely intact and now the object no longer is. There's some talk about how this object was completely unharmed, and I'm like, well, that doesn't seem like what happened at all. It seems to have been cut into several pieces, which if you look at the way a Hellfire can sometimes look, that makes sense, that it would be cut into some pieces. Now we have something I haven't seen anyone talk about, but that it bounces off the object. Is there bouncing going on here? What we can watch. There's this frame where the object is moving along, hasn't been hit by a missile yet. This frame where they are now in cahoots. They are in the same physical space in the world. And then this frame where it's flown off to the side. So if the Hellfire was giving a substantial amount of its kinetic energy to this object, it would fly off in the direction of the missile. So it would follow the missile. Like if a semi-truck hits a bicycle, that bicycle's gonna go with the semi-truck. So we can definitely say for sure that not a lot of kinetic energy has been transferred from the missile into the object. Do you see where I'm going with this yet? So now we can talk about the pieces that are flying off of this thing. How did they stay in formation with the object? How do they continue moving in the same direction? Well, we already talked about how this object probably isn't going that fast. And we talked about how a Hellfire missile can blow right through it and not transfer almost any kinetic energy into it. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about a balloon. So this is off the coast of Yemen. And I don't know why the people of Yemen would be filling up balloons with helium and putting them into the air. I can think of a lot of different reasons. The US military probably has more ideas than I do. In fact, they may have known that this was a balloon and they may have intentionally shot it down with a missile because they didn't have any better things around to do it with. They think that it's carrying some kind of communications technology. Maybe it's just like a ham radio rig, whatever. We want to shoot it down because the Houthis are using it for something that we don't want. And so we're going to spend $150,000 shooting this thing down. Now, do the Houthis know that the US military was shooting down their balloons with Hellfire missiles? I don't know, but they do now. They do now. Now, it could also be that this is a weather balloon from somewhere else for some other purpose, and weather balloons can stay up in the air for a long time and they can get pushed into weird places accidentally. There are a lot of them in the air at any moment. And the thing is, the Go Fast video, which is another UAP video, was almost certainly also a balloon, and it looks exactly like this one. It is embarrassing to have this be a national news story when we know exactly what's going on.
What was Go Fast?
It's a classic case from 2015. It was popularized in 2017. It appears to be close to the surface of the water, and that's what the pilot saw. It looks like that object is just zipping along really quickly near the surface of the water. But after careful analysis of all the numbers on the heads-up display there and doing the geometry and looking at the track of the airplane as it was flying, we were able to assess that the object actually had to be at about 13,000 feet. With the parallax, we can assess that the object is moving actually at wind speed. So we don't know what that object is, but we know that it's moving.
It's called a bird.
It's consistent with a bird or a balloon.
If you've seen that, and then you watch this video, it's like, oh, that's how a balloon would behave if it was hit by a missile. Pieces of it would tear off, it would be blown back by the exhaust, but all those scraps of plastic, because this isn't like, don't imagine you blowing up a balloon. A weather balloon is like a big pile of plastic that is inflated with a bunch of helium. And so you have these scraps of mylar or plastic up in the atmosphere, and you can see them, and they continue to drift in the same direction they were originally drifting in, because the drone is going in the same direction, and that's part of what is making this object look like it's moving. And also it's floating in the wind, whatever the wind is. And the wind, the stuff blowing it around after the initial collision with the Hellfire, doesn't change.
And it kept going.
It kept going, and it looks like the debris was taken with it.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
Again, I'm not going to speculate what it is, but the question is, why are we being blocked from this information?
Like, you can see it get hit and then start to tumble, like as if it is a big sheet of plastic in the sky. And that is why all these pieces fly in formation. Instead of blowing apart, as you might imagine they would if they got hit by a missile, they're all moving in the same direction because they were already moving in the same direction, and they're not flying in a formation. They are just still drifting together. Now this thing is no longer being held up by the helium inside of it, so it is drifting down toward the ground, but we can't see that with our eyes because we only get the top-down view. So it is going down, but it is still going in the same direction that it was before, and the drone is still going in the same direction that it was before, so it looks like it's going in the same direction that it was before, because it is. Now, last on my list of things, why are these pieces so identical? Why do they all look so similar after getting torn off of the thing? And look, I don't know how this camera system works. I know that it's infrared. I know that it's detecting heat. But I've seen other videos show that, like, the lens artifacts of these lens can make things look like they're the same shape, even when they're not. And that kind of makes sense. Like, not only are these things exactly the same shape, they are exactly the same orientation, as if it is a camera effect rather than an actual picture of the thing in the real world. A lot of the analysis I see of these things, like, imagine that every artifact is something that exists in the real world rather than something that's, like, you know, part of the imperfection of doing infrared video. The sort of zeitgeisty thing to do would be like, look at all the ways they're trying to distract us. And I think there's something to that, but not in the way people think. Like, it isn't like, oh, the Epstein files must really be something if they're releasing UAP videos. No, they're not really trying to distract us in that way. What they're doing is trying to gain our attention. A really big part of the job of a politician is to try and do anything that will make you pay attention to them. And that's a pretty big part of the whole game. Getting attention, especially in a circumstance where people are like, this guy's on my side. It's us. It's me and my congressman against the government. So they are kind of trying to distract you from other things in that they are trying to make you pay attention to them. And UFOs are a good way. Like, the left covers them, the right covers them, the center covers them. Everybody covers UFOs. Everybody wants to believe. Everybody wants the X-Files to be real. But in this case, and this wasn't the only thing in the hearing, it was just the only thing in the hearing that had any video evidence tied to it. But I kind of can't believe how embarrassing this is, because it is so obvious to anyone who's ever paid any attention to this stuff what's going on. Watch it again. Hearing what I've said, this is a missile going through a high-altitude balloon. That is what a missile would look like if it went through a high-altitude balloon. Maybe I'm wrong about this. Maybe the missile went through a drone. One thing you know for sure is that all the things people said were weird, like especially the fact that the Hellfire didn't explode, is totally normal. Like, if a Hellfire crashed into a drone, it wouldn't explode. Like, it takes a lot to crush the end of a Hellfire because it's made to blow up cars and tanks and stuff. And because this was not released by the Pentagon, it didn't have any accompanying data. It didn't have any accompanying videos taken with visible light. You can barely see the data on the corners here. It's almost cropped out because this was filmed by someone's camera. And it's so transparent to me that they're just fishing for attention in a crowded attention landscape. And the best way to do it over and over again is for people who are public servants, who are supposed to, like, be trying to make government work, are trying to score points by exploring any narrative they can where the government is the villain. And every time there's a video, it is explainable. But in this case, it isn't just explainable. It's like what you see with your eyes. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Do not get your news from Instagram Reels. Do not get your news from TikToks. Get your news from an actual news outlet. Do it from a credible outlet. And you can do that in any way you like. But also, this is the end of the video. So, unrelatedly, Ground News, thank you for sponsoring the video. You can get 40% off the Vantage plan at the link in the description or the QR code on screen.